Hello again. Welcome. This is Mitaki Green Chapel International English Service. We are so happy to see each one of us. It's a blessing, and it's really even a blessing to just be able to sing praises to the Lord, because that's what God tells us to do, you know. I wanted to read Psalms 100 just to confirm what we just did. Psalms 100, it says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Amen. God is good. We praise him because he is good. We don't praise God because he has done good things for us. We praise him because he is good. Because the Bible says God is good, and he is good to all. He's not good to you or to me because we are in church today. God is good to all. He loves everybody. He loves that person who is still roaming the streets and haven't found their way here. He loves them because his love is unconditional. Amen. So welcome, you're really, really welcome to the Church of God. Feel at the feet of Jesus. Feel comfortable here. The English service is not kibishi, it's not strict, so please relax yourself and feel at home. Yeah, so we finished our praise and worship time, and now this is time for testimonies or prayer requests. If you have something that God did and you want to share with us because you are thankful to God for doing it, please come and share with us. Or maybe you have something that you're trusting God, it hasn't happened yet, but you have faith that God will do it and you want us to pray together with you. Plus, please come and share with us. We will join our prayers together with you and God will do it, and it will be a testimony next time. Or maybe you have something important that you like all of us to know. Maybe it's an upcoming event or something that happened and you would like to let us know. This is time for this kind of stuff. So you're all welcome. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Art. Things are great at the house. We've been working and buying things and cleaning, and we've had some really good interaction with the neighbors and everybody that's come to the house to do work. They're really super friendly. It's really great. Definitely went from never. If you had told me a year ago that I would be happy to be spending raising my child and staying and living in Japan for the indefinite future, I would have had choice words for you. And I'm really, really thankful that God brought us to this place. It really feels like the promised land. I've been battling a cough and a cold. So I went to the hospital 2 days ago, and I went in and they said, well, let's have a chest x-ray. So I went and had a chest x-ray, and then they called me in. And there's four or five nurses gathered around my chest x-ray and the doctor, and the nurses are all giggling. I'm thinking, well, at least I'm not dying. And so he says, "Stevenson, kiniku ippai desu ne." Says, "We can't see your lungs because there's too much muscle for the x-ray." So that was the highlight of my week.
My name's Tim. I have a little different problem. There's too much fat. They can't see the organs or anything that happens if they have to do MRIs and CT scans because they can't see through. The x-rays don't work with me. But I've got a plan. I was talking to Art about that today. I have a plan to try to do something about that. I just always like to share about my son. There's not really anything to share. Nothing's really changed. Things have been pretty calm at home. But the next step for him is just to make the appointment. We have monthly appointments with a counselor, and that's the next step, to see the counselor so that he can get a letter of introduction to go back to the hospital, to the doctor, to get the appointment to have a a checkup at the hospital. That's something he's wanted for a long time now, but he just kept backing out of it at the last minute. And after backing out three times, you have to go through the whole process again. So we just ask your prayers that our son will be willing to see the counselor again and to go through this process to get his body checked out. That's the first step, is to find out, is there anything physically wrong, or what's his physical condition? I have a request that relates to my work, and Grace, I'm so glad that you're the moderator today. You're the perfect person for this. I'm a teacher. I teach at a university, so they tell me 30% of my job is teaching, and 70% is supposed to be research. We've talked about this before a little bit, Grace, and we've shared about this before. So there's a form. I'll talk about last year. With a tremendous amount of help from Jim, I was able to join him on a research project, and I used up most of my budget money. That's something the school wants us to do, of course, to use up the research money they give us. Then at the end of the school year, we have to fill out a form that reports on what we did. And I never got the form filled out. I kept putting it off, and it's all in Japanese, but that's no excuse. I just kept putting it off, and I still haven't turned in that form. And the school told us in our last faculty meeting, if we don't submit this form, we won't get any more research money. And this is a form that has to be submitted. I just didn't know how to write it out. I had colleagues at my school who've helped me in the past, and they've all moved on. The ones that were really close with helping me with these kinds of paperwork. So I've got to get more help. Jim's going to help me after the service today to write out what I need to write to say in Japanese, in English, and then someone at my school will translate it for me. But please pray that I can follow through on this. I have to go on bended knee in all humility, explaining I'm very sorry. I have no excuse for being this late with this form. Please don't cut out my research budget for the coming year. It would not be a good testimony at all. So please pray for my report I have to fill in, and as Grace shared earlier, I will give an update next week on what happened, but please pray for me, for my situation. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Welcome back to me. Yeah, I came back alive, still alive, but with all humility, I would say I'm hurt and broken. I don't want to go. Yeah. It's like I went home to face a battle, and that battle is really eating me up, all of me. But yeah, as God has told me, He will be with me all the time. I'm back. I'm back. God has supplied all my needs. And it's really very, I would say, funny, but amazing. God has really did very amazing things to me. And to my son. Right now, Chris is on the process of, selecting schools, because my husband suddenly changed plans without consulting me, without asking if that plan is really good or best. So I disagree to the plan, of course, because it was not the agreed plan. And Chris is caught in the middle between the two of us. And it's so unfortunate for him to really be in that position, that he said he really wanted to obey his parents, because that is what he thinks is best. But he's confused. To sum it all, I'm wounded. I'm wounded and hurt, very hurt. I'm not okay. And God said, it's okay to say that you're not okay. And I admit it, I'm not okay. It's like, it's like being in a battle alone, but I wasn't alone. When I went home, I met with most of my, I would say, elders in the church. Most of them, I met them. I talked to them, and most of my closest friends who are really real Christians who have been my prayer partners ever since, we had a time to talk about issues that really matter so much to me and to my family. I have talked to my parents, I have talked to my brothers, and I have talked to my sister. So, but even how much I desire to do the right thing, even how much I desire to really envision positive things that will happen, none of it really came out. Yeah, but the good thing is God has a word for me. That's the best thing that I can really just be thankful about. God always have a word for me. And I would like to share to you this word, because this is really very, I would say, appropriate. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, we are hard-pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal bodies. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe that, and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving us for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So that is the, I would say, final word of God from all the battles that I I really faced. But I just want to share how God really worked to smoothen up things. Like financially, before I left, I shared that I'm really financially in a struggle. And when I went to the Philippines, it's still the same. But God provided all of our needs. So I came to the airport without any yen in me. But I have two friends who were who wanted to tour Japan. So they were with me at that time. And it's so amazing how God really provided my need, even from breakfast until dinner. They were the tourists, but they provided for me. God used them to really feed me. Literally feed me. Literally feed me. And with a bonus, they brought me to Kyoto. And it was a very unexpected trip. And in Kyoto, God revealed a lot of things to me. And it's so amazing. I would say it's so amazing. God used them for me to really see how he is holding me, even in times that I cannot hold on him anymore. I would say, I'm weak. I don't have the strength anymore, but God held me. He held me up and kept holding me. So the battle is in the mind. Although I know a lot of things about God, I know who my God is, I believe in him, but the battle is real. The battle is really real. And when you are alone in your house, nobody to talk to, that's the biggest battle. So I would like to ask for your prayer. I know God is in this situation. I know God's hand is in my son. And I don't have to worry because he's in control. But I'm human as I am. Human as I am. I would say there are really creeping thoughts in my mind. So please pray for me. I need your help. I need help. I don't know if this might be the first time that you hear me. I need help. It's not physical, but it's spiritual battle. This battle is really very hard. Very, very hard. And I need to be prudent.
Would like to ask some of the ladies to come and pray for Michelle. The Lord is with those who are brokenhearted and near those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, we stand on that promise that you never leave us nor forsake us. So we say to our heart and we preach to our soul, wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. For he will restore my strength and my soul. And Lord, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs for the Lord my God. How long will we wait? But Lord, we believe that you come to us. Even before we come to you, you come knocking on our door, offering yourself to us. And Lord, you are not a God that is far away from our suffering. But Lord Jesus, you entered our suffering. You share our burden. And you carry our Lord. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. So, Father, our sisters are here to support and to lift up and to pray on behalf of our dear sister, Michelle. And Lord, when we are weak, it is then that you are strong. And in our weakness, your strength is made complete. So Father, we come to you in tears, bitter tears, because we believe that those who sow in tears will reap a harvest of righteousness. And we believe, as it is written in Revelation, you count our tears. Our tears are stored up as in a bowl. And when that number that you've appointed is reached, Lord, we believe that you hear and act. So, Father, we give ourselves to you. We offer ourselves once more on behalf of Michelle. Lord God, give her strength. Father God, enter her spirit and let her be strong. In the strength of the Lord and in his might. Lord, give her strength to keep standing and to stand her ground. Give her strength to wake up, get up, and keep moving. Give her strength to wait patiently and wait with strength. Give her strength to act when it's time to act. Give her words when it's time to speak. Give her prayers, Lord, as now is the time for prayer. So, Lord, would you do this for your servant, Michelle, and would you do this for your church here at Mitaki? Lord, I know that Michelle is not alone, that she suffers not by herself, but, Lord, there are many who suffer with her and who suffer like her. Lord, we believe that you are with us, and that is the promise that we stand upon. Lord, we look forward with hope, O God, that you will redeem this situation, that you will take everything, every sorrow, every shed tear, every thought of bitterness, every bad memory, and you redeem. You make it a tree of life whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and by your stripes we are made whole. So therefore, we come to you, Lord God, our healer. You are our wholeness. You are our strength. You, Lord God, are our redemption. You are our strong tower, our refuge in time of trouble. You, O God, are the rock upon which we stand. And in you, Lord God, we put all of our hope. So, Father, we come to you once more. Hear our prayers, O God. We know that you hear those who are weak. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for they will see the kingdom of God. Blessed are those, Lord, who are weak, Lord, for they will be made strong. Blessed are those, Lord, who come before you in weakness because you provide strength. So, Lord, we come to you in weakness, and we thank you. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for the family. We thank you for the community. We thank you for the sisters. We thank you for the hands. We thank you for all the prayers that are lifted up on our behalf. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen.
Is there anybody else with something to say? And I saw a brother. Is it your first time? Yeah, will you tell us your name and maybe where you come from?